Today, globalism, in one form or another, unites the establishment left and right. This fact explains why Trump elicited bipartisan opposition during his campaign. He still does. The political establishment quarrels over a great deal, but it shares the metaphysical dream of a more open and fluid world. The left leans in the direction of multiculturalism, where political correctness operates as an obligatory ideology of inclusion. The right tilts in the direction of free markets, even to the point of describing national citizenship as rent-seeking. But the root idea is the same. When in doubt, open things up. The metaphysical dream that has dominated the West for decades is being challenged. People don't weep because of tax proposals. But a temporary ban on travel from a few Muslim countries evokes anguish. That's because it's a direct assault on a central tenet of globalism, the belief that openness and other deconsolidating motifs will midwife a better future. A quite different metaphysical dream now runs counter to globalism. It prizes loyalty and wishes to reconsolidate around something solid and tangible. Trump's political genius was to recognize this desire. He fed it with vivid rhetorical flourishes. Building a wall may be silly policy, but it's a powerful image of national reconsolidation. Again, he's right about that. The wall, who was on this show a couple weeks ago even said, I don't know, it was Kevin Gutzman. I don't view the wall as something physical, Mike. I view it as something metaphorical. It doesn't actually have to be a wall. It just has to work like a wall. And if it works like a wall, then the challenge has been met and the policy has been accomplished here. Now think about that. You don't actually have to deliver on a campaign promise, for example. If you're in the political class, you only have to make it look like you delivered on it.